Midnight in Austin. Damn, I'm exhausted. What the hell's this all for? Is this where it mends or it breaks between a rock and a hard place? We've been talking about forever since we've been together. Something about a ring makes you think we're better off with all this, but we're caught in between a rock and a hard place. Tears rolling down in your face as I walked out that door. And that's when I lost it. Midnight in Austin. Damn, I'm exhausted. What the hell's this all for? Is this where it mends or it breaks? How much more of this can we take?
Country 93.5. Need to know.
It is 5 degrees, feeling like minus 1 at Young and St. Clair. It's 8 o'clock on your Monday morning. Good one to you. Rain today, possibly a thunderstorm. Winds gusting to 50 kilometers an hour. Daytime high of around 10. That rain's going to stick around all day. Temperature's going to rise a little later. It's going to go up to 15 degrees this evening. Drop a little bit overnight. The rest of the week looks pretty seasonally good from here. Partly sunny and daytime highs around 13 or 14. Pope Francis has died at the age of 88. He became Pope in 2013 following the resignation of Pope Benedict. The Pope died this morning at 7:35 Vatican time. His death comes a day after he appeared in St. Peter's Square to wish Happy Easter to thousands of worshipers. If you want to vote early in the upcoming federal election, you have until the end of the day to visit an advanced polling station as the campaigns enter their final week. Today is the fourth and final day that advanced polls will be open from 9 to 9. Before the general election date of April 28th, which is exactly 1 week away from today. Can you believe it's almost the end of April? Some hockey happened yesterday. The U.S. defeated Canada 4-3 yesterday to win the Women's Ice Hockey World Championships in Czechia. And a little closer to home, a playoff version of the Battle of Ontario resumed for the first time in 21 years. Last night, the Ottawa Senators in town to face the Toronto Maple Leafs in game one of their first round series. So far, so good. Leafs taking game one, 6-2. The Leafs picked up, hey, right where the regular season left off. Lots of energy, no stage fright, no easing into things. Great work from Stolarz. Multiple point nights from all the big guns. Looks good on the score sheet. A recipe for success, even though they were outshot 33-24. 5-on-5, they were outshot 27-13. That might need to change, or the goalie's got to keep being as good as he was. He was great. Game two tomorrow night. After losing the last two games of their three-game series to the Seattle Mariners here at home over the weekend, the Blue Jays have traveled to Houston for a three-gamer against the Astros. Game one tonight, first pitch just after 8:10.
Yeah, more country in the morning.
Thanks for listening to Paul McGuire.
Country mornings are the best mornings.
New country.
New country, 93.5.
It is the NFL draft this weekend. It's coming up on Saturday, and Brad Paisley is going to headline the NFL draft concert series on Sunday. That closes out 3 days of the draft over the course of the weekend. I believe you can watch the 2025 NFL draft it's Friday to Sunday on the NFL Network, ABC, or ESPN. Brad Paisley's performance will not be televised, but you can catch it the following day on YouTube. Here is Brad and Mud on the Tires, New Country 93.5.
I've got some big news. The bank finally came through. And I'm holding the keys to a brand new Chevrolet. Have you been outside? It sure is a nice night. How about a little test drive down by the lake? There's a place I know about where the dirt road runs out. We can try out the four-wheel drive. Come on now, what do you say? Girl, I can hardly wait to get a little mud on the times. Calls it a good night to be out there soaking up the moonlight. Stake out a little piece of shoreline. I've got the perfect place in mind. It's in the middle of nowhere. Only one way to get there. You gotta get a little mud on the tires. On a duck blind, catfish on a trot line, sunset's about nine this time of year. We can throw a blanket down, cricket singing in the background, and more stars than you can count on a night this clear. I tell you what we need to do is grab a sleeping bag or two and build us a little campfire. And with a little luck, we might just get stuck. Let's get a little mud on the tires. Cause it's a good night to be out there soaking up the moonlight. Stake out a little piece of shoreline. I've got the perfect place in mind. It's in the middle of nowhere. Way to get there, you gotta get a little mud on the tires. And then with a little luck, we might just get stuck. Let's get a little mud on the tires.
Country music lives.
Thanks for listening to New Country 93.5.
Come on.
Don't you drive too fast. Those cops out on the side roads packing an extra coat. Say you won't be cold, but I know you get your stubborn heart from me. Sometimes, 'cause that thing will drive you crazy. And don't forget your faith, even if it's failing lately. I know I should be listening, but I'm still doing things. And my mama says I shouldn't. She's usually right, but right now that ain't the way it's looking. Says not to worry about her, but I don't know how I wouldn't. I'm still doing things my mama says I shouldn't.
Boots and Hearts, just north of the city here, Saturday, August 9th. Haley Benedict, Things My Mama Says. New Country 93.5, 808 on your Monday morning. This is kind of crazy. Little wake-up call. You know, screen time. A phrase we hear a lot, particularly if you're a parent. Yikes. You ever added it up? How many screens you have in your house? Total might be higher than you think. I did the math. Higher than I thought. A TikTok mom's going viral after she counted up all of the different gadgets with screens her family has. She and her husband have four kids. A lot of screens going on there. And you can't have them sharing screens. That'd be crazy. They've got four kids, 2, 5, 7, and 10. She counted everything with a screen. So TVs all the way down to Apple Watches. Her grand total was 24. 24 screens in their home. Almost half of them were TVs. Somehow they have a lot of TVs. They must have a big house. Both adults and all four kids have their own iPad, and even the 2-year-old or 5-year-old has a second one for therapy, for speech therapy. So 7 tablets total, a couple iWatches. Anyway, she's counting all of her family's screens for you here. Maybe doing you a service?
My 2-year-old's iPad, my 5-year-old's iPad and his AAC, my 7-year-old's iPad, my 10-year-old's iPad and his iPhone, my iPad, my iPhone and my Switch, and my watch, and my MacBook, my husband's iPad, my husband's iPhone and his watch. Each of the 2 older boys have a PS5. My husband has an Xbox Series X. And a PC. We have 9 TVs throughout the entire house. And the only time we limit screen time is Monday through Thursday.
Limited screen time Monday through Thursday, but no limits during the week there. And mom has a Switch. Did you hear that one? I kind of dig that. The mom's got a Switch. But that's crazy. 24. I don't know about the 9 TVs. That's a lot. So I did the math. I did the math for us. 3 TVs. I used to work in TV, so I was always like, my whole thing was like, I don't trust people who don't have TVs, and every room must have screens and they must be on at all times. Maybe just like a survival instinct thing. 3 TVs, that's in our house. 6 monitors. So I've got 2 because I do some radio stuff from home sometimes, interviews and stuff. And my kids both have gaming computers in their rooms. I know, bad parent. So 6 monitors, 4 phones, each of us has a phone, and then 4 laptops. 17 screens in the house. Are we doomed? We might be doomed. Lots of radios, though. Kids love music. Here's Zach Top. I Never Lie. New Country 93.5.
Well, it's been some time. You still look like an angel. I heard you're doing fine. Got promoted back in April. And you met someone, your dad says he's okay. Well, I've never been better, things are going my way. I sleep like a baby, I never show up late. Somebody too. She's a model out in LA, and she's begging me to move. She says Malibu is really great. I ain't decided if I'm going or not, but at the end of the day, hey, I sleep like a baby. Show up late for work. I don't drink whiskey. I don't know how it feels to hurt. But I ain't been lonely since you said goodbye. Wish I could say I miss you, but you know I never lie. goodbye. Wish I could say I miss you. Oh, but you know I never lie.
When we decided to add an interrupting cash cow to the new Country 93.5 roster, there were predictable results. For starters, she's been a bit of a bull in a china shop in the music department.
Oh, you need to leave.
But for all the chaos she's causing, she's winning the hearts of people all over Toronto with her famous moolah. How can you cash in and claim your 500 bucks? Well, when you hear her random moo interrupt the music, call 416-872-2935. Faster than you can say, hey, who let this cow in here? Mosey on over to newcountry935.com and we'll give you a daily heads up as to what song she's going to barge into next. The interrupting cash cow. New Country 93.5.
Lost your job? Don't sign any agreement until you call Kornbloom Law at 905-LOST-JOB. Make sure you get what you're owed. Call 905-LOST-JOB today and book a free consultation. Don't sign anything until you do, even if it appears to meet the company's legal obligations. Kornbloom Law will review your case for free, and we don't get paid unless you get paid. Call 905-LOST-JOB now. Kornbloom Law. Online at lostjob.ca.
Prepare for departure. Canadian Music Week reimagined. A bold new conference May 6th to 11th at Hotel X Toronto, bridging music, art, comedy, and technology. Featuring Maddie Matheson, Tegan and Sarah, City and Colors Dallas Green, Shad, Julie Black, Arkell's frontman Max Kerman, Shaggy, and more. Accelerate business, connection, and inspiration at this must-attend conference for the music and creative industries. See you at Departure, May 6th to 11th. Get passes at DepartureTO.com.
Keep it rolling. Keep it rolling. Keep it rolling. Active Green and Ross.
The Great Outdoors is calling at BF Goodrich and Active Green and Ross. Get a $70 BF Goodrich prepaid MasterCard when you purchase a set of four BF Goodrich tires between March 24th and May 30th. See store for details. There's no better place to buy your BF Goodrich tires and service your vehicle than the experts at
Active Green and Ross.
A proud Canadian company.
Country 93.5. Traffic.
Driven by Oakville Infinity, home of the lifetime free oil changes. Visit them at 2316 South Service Road West and oakvilleinfinity.com.
The northbound 410 at Steeles, we've got a collision cleanup taking out two center lanes. Again, heavier delays just beginning to build through the area. And taking a look out this morning along the eastbound Gardner, slowdowns now from the south Kingsway. Sir Dufferin, westbound Gardner, a couple of delays through Spadina. In town, Shepherd closure east to Bathurst, all for police activity. And keep in mind, still going to be a little bit lighter on most of our routes for the Easter Monday. Drive into your locally owned and operated Mr. Lou for warranty proof oil changes and same day tire services. Mr. Lou, proudly Canadian. No appointment needed. I'm Lisa Edwards.
Toronto's new country.
93.5.
Ella Langley, Cameron Whitcomb on the way. This guy, growing up, his nickname was Toad. Toad!
Ribbit?
Ribbit? Oh, that was a bad ribbit. Tried to ribbit there. I'll tell you why. It was Toad, and then we'll talk a little bit about nicknames. It's coming up right now, Blake Shelton. Toad! Boys round here, new country, 93.5.
Well, the boys around here don't listen to the Beatles run. Old Bo Seifert threw a jukebox needle at the honky-tonk where they boot stomp all night. What?
That's right.
Yeah, and walk to call work, to digging in the dirt. Gotta get it in the ground before the rain come down. To get paid, to get the girl in your four-wheel drive.
Can't survive.
Yeah, the boys around here drinking that ice-cold beer. Talking about girls. Trucks running them red dirt roads out kicking up dust. The boys round here sending up a prayer to the man upstairs. Backwoods legit, don't take no lip. Shoot a back, a shoot a back, a shoot a back, a spit. Oh, heck. Well, the boys round here, they're keeping it country. Ain't a damn one know how to do the Dougie.
And you don't do the Dougie.
No, I'm not a Kentucky, but these girls around here, yeah, they still love me. Yeah, the girls around here, they all deserve a whistle. Shaking that sugar sweet as Dixie Crystal. They like that yawling southern drawling. Just can't help it because they just keep falling for the boys around here. Drinking that ice cold beer. Talking about girls, talking about trucks. Running them red dirt roads out, kicking up dust. The boys around here, sending up a prayer to the man upstairs. Backwoods legit, don't take no lip. Chew the back, chew the back, chew the back, spit. Is the only sound we out of town. Have you ever got down with a friend? Do you wanna get down with a friend? Or you gotta get down with the boys round here, drinking that ice cold beer, talking about girls, talking about trucks, running them red dirt roads out, kicking up dust. The don't take no lip. Chew the back, chew the back, chew the back. I'm one of them boys around here, drinking that ice cold beer. Talking about girls, talking about trucks, running them red dirt roads out, kicking up dust.
Blake Shelton, boys around here, New Country 93.5. Paul with you on a Monday morning, 8:22. Blake tried to give himself a nickname a couple of years ago when he was riding around on his property on his new Kubota tractor. Have a listen.
Woo! You know I'm farming that ground in my new Kubota. It's making me look like a country Yoda.
Tried to give himself the nickname Country Yoda. It's not bad. Not bad. Not bad when you're not really prepared for anything. He's zooming around there. It's pretty good. Blake Shelton's mom said his nickname when he was a kid was Toad. They called him Toad. Blake's mom, Dorothy, was talking to Men's Health magazine about Blake and him as a kid. They said they used to call him Toad because he caught so many frogs. We had to drag him into the house at night because he was out there catching frogs. There's some pretty good nicknames in country music. Kenny Rogers is the gambler because of his biggest hit songs, obviously. George Jones was called Possum. There was a couple of reasons why people thought this was the case. Maybe because he flaked on a couple of shows. Because another nickname that he had was No Show Jones, because he occasionally didn't show up to shows. But George Jones, he was actually given the name Possum from a couple of guys who do what I do. A couple of radio DJs, Ralph Emery and Tommy Cutcher. They came up with a nickname because they thought they looked like a he looked like a possum. George Jones, if you don't know what he looked like, kind of looks like a possum. He looked like a possum. Hank Williams Jr., Bo Cephas. He loved the name. Eric Church's grandfather's name. Eric Church's grandfather was the police chief. And so that was his nickname. And then when he started wearing sunglasses and the hat and stuff, some guys in his band started calling him Chief. And he loved the fact that it was a little homage to his grandfather, even though the other guys in his band didn't know that. So he took on Chief. Took on Chief. It's pretty good. Apparently nicknames aren't as common anymore. A writer for the Wall Street Journal just did an article on this. Claims that nicknames are going extinct. He, this writer for the Journal, has five kids, aged 6 to 18. None of them have been given nicknames by their friends. And none of their friends seem to have one either. He thinks nicknames are, in general, in decline. Everything from junior to calling a friend who likes the Dallas Cowboys Tex or whatever it is. He thinks that nicknames are usually almost a positive thing or a sign of affection. You know, that's the whole thing. You can't give yourself a nickname. You get it from somebody you play sports with or a friend at school or whatever. He says even initials like JD or something, they seem to be less common because parents now take their kids' names pretty seriously. Said his youngest kid has a few friends named William, and none of them go by Billy. It's all William. No, my kid's name is William. The parents take it really seriously, what they name their kid. So nicknames are never going to go fully extinct because, you know, radio hosts, a lot of it go by nicknames, and, you know, pro athletes have, you know, the hockey ones are the worst. But he thinks the silly ones among friends are less common because maybe we're more worried about offending people. You know, years ago, you might have called your, you know, larger friend Tiny or something like that. I grew up with tons of nicknames. I was a skinny, pasty, weak redhead. I got Carrot Top. I got Spot a lot. My high school teacher, Mr. Sasso, Jim, if you're still out there, love you, called me Spot because I had tons of freckles. Spot. And my hockey coach called me Chicken Legs for reasons that are true to this day. The getaway sticks are tiny. Here's Cameron Whitcomb, Quitter, New Country 93.5.
I've spent so long trying to make right all my wrongs, but I miss being stoned, cause it will make this easy. If I give myself an inch, hell, I might take them all. And she can't take my calls when I'm too drunk to dial. I love to sugarcoat this, dethrone all my roses, but you caught me in my lowest. The hardest part, getting clean for all the damn apologies. Paying tolls on bridges that I'm burning. I've been afraid of growing up, cause that would mean to sober up. But stoned and drunk don't mix with love and hurt, does that make me good? Does that make me good? Lonely as I may be, I'd rather that she hate me for who I am and not the man whose hands were shaky. I finally seen a sunrise and I cannot believe it. Curtains open wishing she was here to see it. And I thought that I could handle both ends of that candle, but I'm throwing in the towel. Philosophies telling me how this is supposed to work. I've been afraid of growing up and losing friends I used to trust. But stone and wrong don't mix with loving her. Does that make me a quitter?
It's just my country.
Not just the radio station. A lifestyle.
My country station.
New Country 93.5.
Wouldn't find me as a heartbreaker, but I've said a few goodbyes. I'd make a promise, but I know later I'm bound to change my mind. Depending on the weather I'm going, and hell, baby, nobody knows when. Yeah, if it was a different time, might have been different in a different life. Maybe that plane wouldn't ever take off. Maybe that dust wouldn't fly the drive. Maybe that tumbleweed in me wouldn't leave every other sunrise. Maybe I'd settle down digging some roots. Find me a farmhouse. Farmhouse, find me you. Maybe I wouldn't be already gone. if it weren't for the wind. Maybe that plane wouldn't ever take off. Maybe that dust wouldn't fly the drive. Maybe that tumbleweed in me wouldn't leave every other sunrise. Maybe I'd settle down digging some roots, find me a farmhouse, find me you.
McGuire Show on New Country 93.5.
Thanks to Access Storage. Try 4 weeks free. Details at accessstorage.ca. Shop Canadian. Store Canadian.
Loyalty bonus. Luxury. Performance. Exclusivity. It's waiting for you at Oakville Infinity. 2316 South Service Road West and OakvilleInfinity.com. Where luxury meets sophistication.
Mark's Can't Miss Spring Event is on now. Until April 23rd, save up to 60% on a wide selection of styles perfect for spring. Refresh your closet and save on jackets, jeans, hikers, and more. Visit Mark's and Mark's.com.
Did you lock the front door?
Check.
Close the garage door?
Yep.
Installed window sensors, smoke sensors, and HD cameras with night vision?
No.
And you set up credit card transaction alerts, a secure VPN for a private connection, and continuous monitoring for our personal info on the dark web?
I'm looking into it.
Stress less about security. Choose security solutions from Telus for peace of mind at home and online. Visit telus.com/totalsecurity to learn more. Conditions apply.
Hey, it's Paul. Springtime means Jiffy time. Three things on the spring cleaning agenda at my place. The yard. After that winter, my yard needs a lot of love. The windows, I've been keeping the blinds drawn so I don't have to look at them. That's no way to live. And the barbecue. We use the barbecue all year long, all winter long, so I'm super excited to get that refreshed. I hopped on the Jiffy app, booked all three Jiffy jobs in seconds. Just a few minutes later, I've got Jesse, Corey, and John coming to do the three different jobs, totally worked with my schedule. You know, when I used Jiffy for our barbecue cleanup last time, it looked so good when they were done, inside and out. They got it looking and working like it was brand new. They even fixed the igniter. Trust me, Jiffy is a no-brainer for your spring cleaning to-do list. Download the Jiffy app or sign up at JiffyOnDemand.com with the code NEWCOUNTRY for $25 off your first job. Jiffy, Canada's number one home maintenance app.
Ah, summer in Canada. It's a rite of passage. Trips to the cottage, backyard barbecues, long nights, and heat waves. To look forward to all summer has to offer, Reliance Home Comfort has you covered. Right now, you can save up to $1,000 and pay zero upfront on standard installation of a new air conditioner. So to beat the heat, come home to cool comfort and save up to $1,000 with zero upfront on a new AC.
Call on Reliance.
Conditions apply. See website for details.
Russell Dickerson's WrestleMania Tour is coming to Casinorama, and we have your tickets to go. Enter now at newcountry935.com for your chance to win two tickets to see Russell Dickerson, Saturday, October 4th at Casinorama.
Biodiversity is disappearing, and most of us aren't noticing. For Earth Day, it's time to open our eyes. 10 endangered species are still around. Can you find them all before they disappear? Play Earth Day's Seek and Find game on earthday.ca.
New Country 93.5 Traffic.
Southbound DVP at Richmond. We've got a collision blocking the right lane. Heavier delays beginning to build. And eastbound on the 401, the express at Western Road, a stalled vehicle blocking the right lane. Taking a look at the westbound 401, not a bad deal. Again, a look out at the QE and the Gardner Expressway, not hearing of any other issues. And again, in-town roadways remain collision-free at this point. Pella's durable, innovative windows are made to look great, and they're built to last. For a home built on quality, visit our showrooms in Toronto and Oakville or Pella.com. I'm Lisa Ackworth.
Toronto's new country.
So Morgan Wallen and Shabuzi on the way. This is Luke Bryan. That's my kind of night. New country, 93.5.
I got that real good, feel good stuff.
Up under the seat of my big black jacked up truck, rolling on 35s, pretty girl by my side. You got that suntan skirt and boots, waiting on you to look my way and scoot. Your little hot self over here, girl, hand me another beer, yeah. All them other boys wanna line you up and take you downtown, but you look like the kind that likes to take it way down. I wear the cornrows, roll my boat, floating down the Flint River. Catch us up a little catfish dinner. Gonna sound like a winner when I lay you down and love you right. Yeah, that's my kind of night. Might sit down on my diamond plate tailgate, put in my country ride, hip-hop mixtape. Little Conway, little T-Pain, might just make it rain. You can hang your T-shirt on a limb, hit that bank and we can ease on in. Soak us up a little moonlight, you know I know what you like, yeah. All them other boys wanna line you up and take you downtown, but you look like the kind that likes to take it way out. Out where the cornrows grow, roll, roll my boat, floating down the Flint River. Catch yourself a little catfish dinner. Gonna sound like a winner when I lay you down and love you right. Yeah, that's my kind of night. Yeah, that's my kind of night. My kind of, your kind is this kind of night. We dance in the dark and your lips land on mine. Oh, gonna get our love on. Oh, time to get our buzz on. All them other boys wanna wind you up and take you downtown, but you look like the kind that likes to take it way out. Out where the cornrows grow, roll, roll my boat, floating down the Flint River. Catch yourself a little catfish dinner. Don't it sound like a winner when I lay you down and love you right? Yeah, that's my kind of night. Yeah, that's my kind of night. That's my kind of night. Yeah, that's my kind of night.
Come on, Luke Bryan, that's my kind of night. New Country 93.5, Paul with you on a Monday morning, 8:38. What's your kind of night if you're headed out for a date? A new report says that first dates that involve something active are 25% more likely to lead to a second date than a meetup at a bar or a coffee shop or restaurant, whatever. Apparently, according to this matchmaking company, pardon me, easy for me to say, it's a quarter, you have a better chance, 25% better chance of getting that second date if you do something like active. Anything that gets people on their feet and experiencing something new. Like they put, and this is according to the matchmaking company, visiting a museum, strolling through botanical gardens, attending a concert, grabbing a bite at a food truck, or taking a cooking class. Now, that's a commitment, right? These are all commitments. You're going to have to spend that kind of time together. Tougher to bail on a cooking class than it is, you know, having a drink with somebody, I would imagine. Hiking is included. In fact, hiking boasts a 50% success rate. I wonder if when I go and walk the dog in the Don Ravine, if the couples that are there, I see, are on dates or not. Maybe. Bars used to be a popular option. Having a drink or two can relax you if you're at a place you're able to talk and get to know each other. Apparently, that's becoming less popular for everybody. Boomers are the least interested in going to a bar. They've probably given up drinking. Gen Zers see the least success following first dates at a bar. An expert in the report said more singles are seeking alcohol-free ways to connect and create a space for authentic conversation and emotional chemistry to grow organically. There you go. I mean, online dating apps probably contribute to this. There's lots of conversation about shared interests virtually. You know, maybe you've already kind of decided that you both kind of like getting out there and walking. Interesting. What about sinking in quicksand? Will that connect you to somebody else? I got a story about that coming up. Here's Shaboozy in a bar song, New Country 93.5.
My baby born a Birkin. She's been telling me all night long. Gasoline and groceries. The list goes on and on. 5 ain't working. Why the hell do I work so hard? I can't worry about my problems. I can't take them when I'm gone. One, here comes the 2 to the 3 to the 4. Tell them bring another round, we need plenty more. Two stepping on the table, she don't need a dance floor. Oh my, good lord. Someone pour me up a double shot of whiskey. They know me and Jay Daniels got a history. There's a party downtown near 50. Everybody at the bar getting tipsy. Everybody at the bar getting tipsy. Everybody at the bar getting tipsy. I've been boozy since I left. I ain't changing for a check. Tell my mind I ain't forget. Woke up drunk at 10 a.m. We gon' do this again. Tell your girl to bring a friend. Oh, Lord. One, here comes the 2 to the 3 to the 4. Tell them bring another round. We need plenty more. Two stepping on the table. She don't need a dance floor. Oh, my. Good Lord. Someone pour me up a double shot of whiskey. They know me and Jay Daniels got a history. There's a party downtown near 50. Everybody at the bar gets tipsy. Comes the 2 to the 3 to the 4. When it's last call and they kick us out the door. It's getting kinda late, but the ladies want some more. Oh my, good Lord. It's gonna drink some. Someone pour me up a double shot of whiskey. They know me and Jay Dale's got a history. There's a party downtown near 5th Street. Everybody at the bar get tipsy. Someone pour me up a double shot of whiskey.
Jersey has that end of the season stank. Oh. Yeah, buddy. The playoff beard? Stubbly. The cooler? Stocked. We ready. Go Leafs go. Toronto's new country is Leafs country.
Say I'll never change. I'm just to go around town with some gasoline. Just trying to bum a flame. Gonna burn the whole place down. How do you explain ever falling in love with a guy like me in the first place? And turn around and say that I'm the worst thing. I guess I'm the problem. And your mess never do no wrong if I'm so awful. Why'd you stick around this long? And if it's the whiskey, why you keep on pulling it off the shelf? You hate it when you look at me, you halfway see yourself. And it got me thinking, if I'm the problem, well, you might be the reason. Try to go our separate ways. We're back and forth like a swinging door. And tomorrow's like yesterday. Some days better than the night before. And you're back with me again. Then you go and tell your friends that I'm the problem. And your mess never do no wrong if I'm so awful. Then why'd you stick around this long? And if it's the whiskey, why you keep on pulling it off the shelf? You hate it when you look at me, you halfway see yourself. And it got me thinking, if I'm the problem, well, you might be the reason. If I'm such a waste of breath, such a waste of time, why are you on your way to waste another Friday night? If I'm the problem,
And your mess never do no wrong. If I'm so awful, then why'd you stick around this long? And everything's been risky. Why'd you keep on pulling it off the shelf? You hate the way you look at me. You halfway see yourself, and it got me thinking. If I'm the problem, well, you might be the reason.
Morgan Wallen, I'm the problem. New Country 93.5 phones are lighting up. Good morning, New Country 93.5. Who's this?
It's Julie.
Hey, Julie, what you calling for?
Well, I want to know if you played the cash cow yet.
I'll tell you, Julie, we have not yet heard from the interrupting cash cow today.
Okay, because I just ran into my car.
Oh.
I thought maybe I missed.
No, not yet. And the interrupting cash cow will interrupt before my shift is done at 10 o'clock.
I'm listening while driving.
Good luck.
Thank you.
Very nice. Okay, good luck. Good luck to her. And good luck to all of you. Yeah, not yet. And look at that. It's 8:46 on your Monday morning. And interrupting cash cows around. I was talking about dating and first dates and how people like activities. Well, here's a couple. They weren't a couple when they started their walk. They were out for a walk on a beach, Lake Michigan, last weekend. And it turned into an unlikely love story. You know, people on a recent survey, and this evidence kind of revealed by this matchmaking company, saying that people kind of prefer right now to do activities. So these two friends, Mitchell and Brianne, were walking. They went out for a walk. They're just buddies. And then Mitchell got swallowed up by some sand. The beach swallowed him like quicksand. He was buried up to his waist. Like, he was actually stuck. So they both decided to call 911 with their phones. He could still use his phone. He was just stuck in the sand. At the same time, they decided to call 911 just like to try and see who could get through first, right? So they're like, two phones, let's just try, see what happens. At the exact same time, she referred to him as her boyfriend, and he said his girlfriend. Here's both of them telling the story.
I thought we needed help instantly. He was very good at reassuring that he would get out of there and that he was okay.
The sand was just getting put back almost faster than I could get it out of the way.
To me, those moments were terrifying, honestly, just to see somebody you care about in a situation.
I referred to her as my girlfriend that's trying to call as well. At the exact same time, she got through to another operator and said, my boyfriend is stuck in the sand.
2 years of this guy being my best friend and just trying to hide everything, how I felt, and then he tried to die on me and becomes my boyfriend in the middle of it.
Isn't that amazing? I guess it was technically a near-death experience because he was being swallowed by the sand on the shores of Lake Michigan last weekend, and now they're a couple. Ain't that lovely? Here's Chad Brownlee. Forever's got to start somewhere. Theirs did. Started on the shores of Lake Michigan. New Country, 93.5.
8 a.m. on a downtown train. I would have walked up and asked your name. Midnight in a crowded room, I would have had to come talk to you. Anywhere, I don't care. Forever's gotta start some way. Dance floor of a dive bar, you would have walked by and stole my heart. Summer night at a county fair, I would have stopped in my tracks instead. And I'd have known right then and there, forever's gotta start some way. This could be the first night of the rest of my. We started something right here. You call me crazy, but I think we'll make it. Forever's gotta start somewhere. Forever's gotta start somewhere. Girl, I know what you must think. Another guy trying to buy your drink at 2-for-1 on a Tuesday. How can a good thing start this way? Well, it could end up anywhere. Forever's gotta start somewhere. This could be the first night of the rest of our lives. We started something right.
shot, but it's all that I got. Can't let you walk out of here.
This could be the first night of the rest of our lives. We started something right here. But it's all that I got. Can't let you walk out of here.
New country.
Thanks for spending your day with Toronto's new country. 93.5.
Zero. That is the number you need to remember when thinking CUPWC or Pontoon Boat. Hi, I'm Jean-Luc Lemire. If you're looking to hit the water with the best offer this summer, then let us help you find the ride that's right for you. Right now, enjoy 0% financing for up to 36 months or savings of up to $1,500 off a Sea-Doo PWC or up to $5,000 off a Sea-Doo Switch Pontoon. The choice is yours. So what are you waiting for? Come and see us at Energy Fire Sports in Oakville and reserve yours today.
When you get into a new Tacoma, you might suddenly find yourself climbing over roots, rocks, and rolling hills on your way to a forest retreat that should definitely make up for years of lackluster staycations. All that's left to do is drive it home. Get in and go right now at Toyota, where you can lease a 2025 Tacoma 4x4 double cab SR5 from $131 weekly for 24 months at 6.79% with $4,900 down. Visit shoptoyota.ca or your Ontario Toyota dealer today.
Get rewarded with the no annual fee PC MasterCard and get up to $750 back in points every year on everything that makes you, you. No limits, just rewards on your terms. Can your cashback card do that? Visit pcfinancial.ca for details and conditions.
Wendy's most important deal of the day has a fresh lineup. Pick any two breakfast items for $4. New four-piece French toast sticks, bacon or sausage wrap, biscuit or English muffin sandwiches, small hot coffee, and more. Limited time only at participating Wendy's, taxes extra.
You're listening to New Country 93.5, CFXJ-FM.
Yeah!
A Stingray radio station.
You like country? You're in the right place.
Do you have a big piece of junk you wish would disappear?
Would you happily pay to make it go away?
How does $89 sound?
Did you just promise that we would haul away any first item for just $89?
Yes. Wasn't that the plan?
Well, it is now.
We make junk disappear.
All you have to do is point.
Let the party begin.
1-800-GOT-JUNK will haul away the first thing you point out. Anything two strong people can carry.
For just $89.
Call 1-800-GOT-JUNK.
Or visit 1-800-GOT-JUNK.com.
Where you learn matters. At Blythe Academy, the average class size of 12 means every student has a seat at the front of the class. From grades 4 to 12, the small class sizes allow dedicated teachers to nurture each student's talents and goals. Join an upcoming campus event where you and your child can meet the principal, interact with students, and experience what it means to be a Blythe Academy student. 6 convenient campuses in the GTA. RSVP now at blytheacademy.ca.
New Country 93.5 Traffic.
Driven by Toyota on the Park. Visit toyotaonthepark.ca or 1077 Leslie Street, just north of Eglinton.
The southbound DVP at Richmond, we've got a collision blocking the right lane. Expect heavier delays now from just south of Don Mills. Also, heavier delays eastbound on the Gardner Expressway from just past Parkside through Dufferin. Westbound on the Gardner, busy through the Dufferin area as well. Taking a look out on the rest of our 400 series routes, we do remain collision free. Want a home that reflects you? Pella offers more styles than ever before. Proudly in Canada for over 50 years. Visit Pella.com and bring your home vision to life. I'm Lisa Edwards.
Toronto's new country.
93.5. Her album, The Tortured Poet Department, just celebrated its 1-year anniversary. It's Taylor Swift, the new country, 93.5.
You're on the phone with your girlfriend. She's upset. She's going off about something that you said. She doesn't get your humor like I do.
You belong with me, New Country 93.5. Some Justin Moore for you. A song called With a Woman You Love.
With a Woman You Love is a love song that's pretty self-descriptive. I remember when my wife and I first started dating 20 years ago, you know, I would claim to my buddies that I would never do this. I would never do that. I'd never hold her purse at the mall. I'd never have a little dog sleeping in bed with me, all those types of things. And clearly I was wrong because I've done all of the above and much more. But I think the song kind of speaks to that. When you're with the person that you want to spend the rest of your life with, you'll go above and beyond, even if it's stuff that your buddies might make fun of you for down the road. It's all worth it.
I was a cold beer drinker down at Joe's place, a corner pocket slinker at a pedal down pace. Another man's early was my getting home late, fast as a whiskey shot. And everything changed, cause with a woman you love, you talk all night. Five acres and a farmhouse and paint it bright white. With a woman you love, you'll get home at a decent hour. Don't need to look no more, cause you finally found her. Love forever just ain't long enough with a woman you love. I still make a little noise, raise a little hell, running with the boys, making stories we don't tell. In a farmhouse and paint it bright white. With a woman you love, you'll get home at a decent hour. Don't need to look no more, cause you finally found her. No, forever just ain't long enough. With a woman you love. Yeah. With a woman you love.
New Country 93.5.
This place, and I gotta find her. I don't smoke, but she does when she drinks. So I gotta light her. I like whiskey, she likes tequila, so I take one of both. Just in case she walks in, I'll be good to go. She only dances the cowboy songs.
on. Oh, she's leaving with me when it's closing. So I this place, and I gotta find her.
George Burge, Cowboy Songs, New Country 93.5. That interrupting cash cow has not interrupted this morning yet. It's coming up. Here's Brett Kissel on New Country.
It's Friday night, moon's light, just hanging there. Ain't too much going on anywhere. I picked her up, turned the radio up, and kicked us down the driveway. We didn't make it more than a getaway mile. Put a pretty painted finger on the dial and got every speaker in the backseat buzzing. You could just tell that you loved it. There must be something in the airwaves, 'cause every song the DJ plays, she leans a little bit closer in. Let's go what she's holding, and she's dancing around like a lit flame. Hand out the window like an airplane. Maybe it's the way she's singing, persuading. It's got me. Something in the kick drum drumming, must be something in the guitar strumming. She ain't never looked at me that way. Must be something in the airwaves. Must be something in the airwaves. She's got a little let loose in her eyes. She's turned up and turned on hypnotized. I gotta get every bit of whatever it is she's feeling, 'cause this feeling, I kinda wanna hear that signal fade, and I don't wanna try to find another station. We got a little spot between the static, working some kind of magic. There must be something in the airwaves, 'cause every song the DJ plays, she leans a little bit closer in. Let's go what she's holding, and she's dancing. Must be something in the guitar strumming. She ain't never looked at me that way. There must be something in the airwaves. Must be something in the guitar strumming. She ain't never looked at me that way. Must be something in the airwaves. There must be something in the airwaves.
Brett Kissel, Airwaves on your airwaves. New Country 93.5, 908 on your Monday morning. Paul McGuire with you. Sometimes we throw a little bit of fun into the job to make it, whatever job we might do, to make it a little bit more, maybe a little bit more appealing, maybe less monotonous, depending on what it is that you do. I mean, you know, one of the reasons why fantasy football and fantasy sports in general is so popular, because sometimes, you know, a season can be long, but if you've got dogs in the fight all over the place, then being part of a fantasy league can make those games between teams that you normally wouldn't care about a little bit more interesting to watch if they're on and your favorite team isn't playing. You know, maybe like a work bingo thing going on. What I'm getting